This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And it looks like it's going to be a history Wednesday, as I promised it would be, you history lovers. 1 hour from now, we're going to talk about Sulla. That'll be fun. I know we have other things we must tackle before we get there, though. The primaries, the failures in the primaries last night. We will discuss those. We're going to get to the Biden-Trump agreeing to a debate thing. I'm going to get to that as well. That the primaries and that are really probably going to dominate the entire first hour. Next hour, it's history. We'll get to inflation stuff, emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of those other things, I need to do this. We lost a couple more of our guys in training. We always try to honor whenever we catch it. We don't catch them all, obviously. Whenever we catch it, we try to honor military people who die during training. They're always forgotten, ignored. There's never a national celebration of these people. But we got an email about this one. Jesse, son of an elder in our church, died in a training accident yesterday. His name is Captain John Robertson. He was in the Air Force, an instructor pilot. There was a problem with the ejector seat on the ground. It's either way, he's gone. He died. And out of the Army, they had one too. First Lieutenant Zachary Galley. He died. He fell. There was some sort of a training exercise in Louisiana, and he fell. And both of these young men gave their lives for this country. Every bit as heroic as somebody who died over there in the desert. Every bit as heroic. And we honor their sacrifice. We pray for their families, and we play taps for them here. Rest in peace, brothers. All right, let's deal with the big news of the day before we get to the primary stuff. Now, let me actually rephrase that. The big news of the day yesterday is the primary results.
West Virginia, Maryland, Nebraska. That's the real big news of the day. The splashy, flashy headline of today, though, is the Biden-Trump debates. They've agreed to them. In case you're just now joining us, breaking news from a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Joe Biden has agreed to debate Donald Trump. Biden campaign had been real cagey on it. For obvious reasons, Trump had been pushing hard to debate Joe Biden. Donald Trump, despite his age, super sharp, great energy still, still up there giving hour, 2 hour long speeches at rallies. That's for a young man. That's exhausting for his age. That's amazing, to be honest with you. I've given a lot of speeches before. It's exhausting. So Trump's great energy and sharp. Joe Biden's a disaster and everyone can see it. So Trump's been pressing him. Hey, we got a debate. We got a debate, challenging him, throwing out all these bombs. And then Biden finally steps up today and makes this announcement video. Now, you should know before I play this little announcement video, there are 13 or 14. I mean, there's a lot of cuts out here, a lot of cuts it took them to get Joe Biden this one little video.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
We're going to set aside that last jab and just kind of how horrific that is, because that I hear you're free on Wednesdays thing, that was a shot at the fact that Trump is in the middle of trials. So obviously that's really ugly for that to come out of the mouth of any president for any reason. Anyway, put that side aside. I'm also going to set aside for the moment, I may not even come back to it, the make my day, pal. Joe Biden's done this for so long.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
You're not a gangster. You're not a tough guy. It's not the 1950s. You're not in a leather jacket with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve. You're a politician who couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag. And he's always talking like this. Let me tell you something, pal. Remember when he got up there talking about Jim? I'd like to take him behind the gym and beat the crap out of him. You're a dork politician. Please stop. Please stop with the tough guy routine. It's brutal to listen to. But anyway, put all that stuff aside. We're getting details out on the debates. So pause there for a moment. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture me. I've given up this whole radio thing, and I've decided to become a UFC fighter, an MMA fighter. And I'm really good. By the way, I'm not, and I'm definitely not any UFC fighter, but just for our purposes here, I'm a UFC fighter. And what is my specialty? What do I do really well? I'm a striker. I'm a kickboxer. I want to stand up and I want to punch and kick. And if we do that, I'm going to knock you out. That's what I do. I strike. I'm really, really good at it. Very difficult to beat me. I have this opponent that I really want to challenge. I really want to challenge him. His name is Chris. He's a very good wrestler, but he's maybe the worst striker in the history of the UFC. He just can't do it. If he's ever on his feet striking, he's going to lose. He's going to get knocked out in a second because Chris sucks. Now, I want you to picture this. I'm challenging Chris and I'm challenging Chris and I'm challenging Chris. Let's fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. And finally, Chris steps up and he says, yeah, absolutely. I will fight you. Name the time and place. But the rules are kind of different this time. The fight, we have to start out on our butts. We're not going to be standing up. And anyone who stands up automatically loses. Oh, and by the way, the referee during the fight is going to be my dad. Anyway, I'll see you at the fight. Does that sound like a good idea for me to take that fight? Do you know who's hosting the first debate? CNN. let's just begin there. CNN. Listen to this.
Anybody that votes Republican and doesn't understand you're voting for the end of democracy, just pay attention to the Sunday shows this past weekend.
Make this sacred pledge to you, the defense, protection, and preservation of American democracy will remain as it has been. The central cause of my presidency.
American democracy could end with the election of Donald Trump.
Iowa, apparently short for I don't want to live in a democracy anymore.
The man has, you know, he's declared open season on democracy.
Do you have any idea how much of that montage I could have let it keep going with CNN? You could argue easily that CNN is the most evil, despicable publication in the United States. Does it count as a publication? Media outlet, I guess I probably should say. For me, it would be the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN. And I'm not sure which one of those I would pick that would be the most evil, but CNN is most definitely in the running. We finally agree to a debate. The first one's hosted by CNN. The second one's hosted by ABC. Okay. All right. So that's not great. Then we have things like this.
It should be, yes, in studio with no audience so that the candidates can clearly articulate their vision for the country.
Is an audience a deal breaker for you?
Listen, it's Donald Trump who said he would do this anytime, anywhere, any place. So I don't think that they should have any problems with what we have proposed. He's the one who said he's ready to go. So we should be set to go once we have proposals in from networks.
This has not been confirmed yet, but it's being widely reported that the debate on CNN will not have a studio audience. And it's being reported, not confirmed yet, I want to be clear about that, that they will cut off Donald Trump's microphone when Joe Biden is speaking. You know what? I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to cool off and we'll come back and we'll do this here. Let me help you out with something before we go through that. Everyday aches and pains are something that happen in life. You know, I've been complaining about my back, being out. I don't know what I would do without Relief Factor. Do you have aches and pains? Joints in your side, your back, your neck, your muscles, they come with life. Well, your body's trying to fight the inflammation. That's why you're in pain, the inflammation. Why don't you help your body fight the inflammation in a natural way, a drug-free way? That's what Relief Factor is. Go and order some. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. You do not have to live with this nagging everyday pain, and you don't have to reach for something that is going to harm you. We want to be as drug-free as possible, do we not? You take Relief Factor every day, and you watch your pain go away. Go and get some. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Of course, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have history coming up, and there's going to be a lot of it. It's not going to be a 10-minute segment. It might take me an hour. It might take me more. I don't know. So just buckle up. About 45 minutes from now, we're doing that. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to this Biden-Trump debate. Biden finally quits chickening out and agrees to debate Donald Trump.
But wait, on CNN, with their moderator, while cutting off Trump's microphone when Biden is speaking, why in the world do we agree to the, what? What is going on? Do I need to remind you how important a moderator can be in a debate too? Do you remember when Joe Biden and Trump debated last time? And Joe Biden begins to do what Joe Biden does. He lies. He tells gigantic lies. He always has. He always will. We talk about it all the time on the show. In the Hunter Biden laptop thing, obviously Trump brought it up. It was very, very relevant. Your son is apparently a horrific felon, and you have a criminal enterprise, and your son is deeply involved in it with you. Trump brings it up during the debate, as he should have. Remember how that went? Remember? Now, this is a back and forth, and obviously you're going to hear Biden and Trump, but the best part, the most revealing part, is the end of it. The moderator.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
This is the best part. This is you heard all about that. You got it. This is the best part. Listen when the moderator steps in.
That's exactly what. Is this where you're exactly
going?
What
this is going. Where he's going. The laptop right. is Russia. Yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
I want to stay on the issue of race. We're about to have a debate. We're about to have a discussion on national television about the fact that the man who was then running to be president, Joe Biden, against the sitting president, Joe Biden was running to be president, and it was revealed that his son is a multi-time felon in some very, very shady business endeavors with Joe Biden. Donald Trump brings it up, as he should have, on the stage after Joe Biden lies about it, calls it Russian disinformation, and at that exact moment, even a mildly unbiased moderator would step in and say, okay, so you're saying it's this, so you're saying it's that, staying on the topic, asking follow-up questions of each candidate, so you believe this, you say that, but nope, steps right in. No, we're talking about race. We're talking about something that's going to make sure Trump looks real bad, since we've told everyone he's some kind of horrific racist. I don't think the right understands. In fact, it's not that I don't think. The right does not know what winning looks like. And it's understandable why. We have, and I really am not, I don't mean this to be insulting. I'm not trying to say that we have a loser mentality. We do. Because that's all we've always done. I told you this story before, but I played sports when I was a kid. I was never any good. Don't worry about that. I'm not some athlete, but always played sports, baseball, basketball. And I was on great teams. I was never part of that. And I was on terrible teams. That was a big part of that. And I'm telling you this, winning, when you're on a winning team, winning becomes a habit. You know how to win. You expect to win. You prepare like you're going to win. You think you're going to win. And you know what winning looks like. And vice versa, losing becomes a habit. You start losing, you keep losing long enough, you expect to lose, you think you're going to lose, you prepare like you're going to lose, and you do this as a natural human response to make the losing less painful. I was on the worst basketball team in the history of Montana. I won't go into the details of it. We were so inhumanly bad. We would get blown out by 20 or 30 points every single game we played. It was routine. And by the end of the season, we had a game at the end of the season where we lost the game. We lost the game by 8 points. I want to stress this. We lost the game by 8 points. We were celebrating in the locker room. Loser mentality. The GOP doesn't even know what winning looks like. And so they will agree. I don't know how the Republicans get caught in this stuff every single time. They will allow the most despicable media outlets who hate them and announce all year long. For 4 years, CNN and ABC will talk about how Republicans are the Nazi Antichrist. And then when it comes to debate season, we're proud to announce a debate on CNN and hosted by ABC. We will play their game on their field with their referees enforcing their rules. And we always look around and wonder, what? How did we lose? I don't understand what happened. Joe Biden isn't even a functional adult. Donald Trump is still sharp as a tack. Even if you hate his freaking guts, you have to admit the guy is sharp and it's impressive. And we agreed to being basically straitjacketed before we debate the dementia patient. And we're celebrating it. Ha ha ha. We got him, guys. Woohoo. He's going to debate. Now he's going down. Golly. We don't even know what winning looks like. Look, hosted on a normie network, Fox News. Let me see all the normies can drone out at home. Oh, what's on Fox? At least have them host one of them. But no, CNN and ABC. Gosh, whatever. I'm moving on. We're going to talk about primaries and stuff. I got to get some stuff out of the way before we get to history, which I'm going to enjoy tonight. I need a break from politics. We're breaking from politics a half hour from now. I may not even come back. I might make it take 2 hours. I'm just in that kind of a mood. Maybe it's the chalk. Maybe it's the male vitality stack from chalk. Sometimes I wonder if I take too much of the Tomcat 100. You know, the male vitality stack from chalk, it's natural herbal supplements. That's what they do. But they have, that's just what I take. They have endless natural herbal supplements, depending on what you're looking for. Me, I wanted to feel more focused, more energized, more strong. So I take the male vitality stack every single day. Polished off my breakfast tacos this morning. Male vitality stack got washed down up to the weight room. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days, gentlemen. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a discount on subscriptions for life. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. Go enjoy it. 90 days. If you don't feel markedly better, I want you to cancel it. They won't give you any guff. Cancel it. You can't believe how good you're about to feel. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. And I'm going to say something to you now. And I know I'm going to regret telling you this. I know I will. And I want to stop myself from saying what I'm about to say, but I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to hold back. I am... I'm currently wearing a back brace. Okay. It's not funny, Chris. Okay, so I need to explain. You know, I told you I'd thrown my back out lifting weights this last Sunday. Well, it wasn't getting better and it wasn't getting better and it wasn't getting better. And then this morning, I woke up and it was feeling a little bit better. It really was feeling a little bit better. Quit shaking your head, Chris. And so I was feeling lazy and fat, like I hadn't moved. I want to move, like I need my body to move. And so I went and lifted weights again and definitely re-injured it. Whatever was wrong is significantly worse now than it was before, to the point I was having some difficulty walking, and I had to stop by the pharmacy on the way here to buy a back brace. Like, I'm 95 years old, which I am currently wearing to do a radio show. It's not even like I'm doing physical labor or hard lifting construction or something like that. I'm sitting here talking into a microphone wearing a back brace. And so I just felt the need to tell you that's where I am. Speaking of injuries, because it's time to talk about the primaries last night and spending and debt, that there's going to be a bunch of stuff lumped into this. You want to know something I've always found incredibly sad? Well, here, I'll just tell you. I was watching an animal documentary one time. This is an example of it. I really like the raw animal documentaries because I'm a dude. Basically, I don't want to see the lion chase the gazelle across the prairie and then you cut away as soon as the lion catches the daggone gazelle. I'm a big boy. I want to see what's happening out there. I want to see the crocodiles eat things. I want to see nature in all of its glory and horror. But there are drawbacks from that because, and I know I'm going to sound like a huge hypocrite here. While I want to watch that stuff, I really don't like animals being injured. I don't mind animals being killed. I used to hunt. You know, I don't mind the lion hunting down the gazelle, killing it, and all the lions eating. That's how they eat. I'm not naive. I'm not some animal rights hippie. I just don't like them suffering. And here's why I don't like them suffering. I was watching one time, and you know how unbelievably powerful and fast and mean and deadly hippos are? You look at a hippopotamus and you think, look at this big tub of goo. Probably waddles around, probably really gentle. I should snuggle with him. No, they're pretty much the deadliest animal on the planet. And mean, territorial. They kill people. They kill as many people as crocodiles do. And they're powerful. In this documentary I was watching, I'm sure these lions were desperate. It happens to lion prides if the food isn't there. They decided they were going to take on a full-grown hippo. The hippo was on land. And they were all, as you've seen the videos, they're all piled on this thing. They're draped all over it, and they're trying to be careful because they are aware of the danger involved if you get too close to the gigantic chompers on that thing. And one of the female lions lost her footing, hippo was shaken, and got within bite's reach. And this hippo turns around and chomps down on the head of this female lion. Now, fast forward to they're showing the next day, and this lion, this female lion, is still alive, but her jaw is essentially hanging off her head. The lower part of her jaw is hanging off her head. This is a lion that's never going to be able to eat again. And honestly, if the hippo had died right then, I wouldn't have been sad. If the lion had died right then, I wouldn't have been sad. Okay, that's nature. It's brutal. But that picture of this female lion dejectedly walking around alone stays with me to this day. And here's why I find it to be so sad. And this will come back to politics in a moment. She in that moment was unable to save herself. There's nothing nothing she could do. She doesn't have the capability of saving herself. She's in trouble, bad trouble, deadly, mortal kind of trouble. And there's nothing she can do to fix that jaw. It's over. She'll die of starvation before too long. Probably dehydration. I don't even know if she could drink. So back to the primaries. In fact, elections in general. I am very, very, very hard on GOP primary voters. I am. And that's not going to change. I'm going to remain hard on GOP primary voters. It's not out of hate. It's out of love. Trying to wake people up, shape people up, myself included. I need to always be more involved. There's always more I can do. I'm pointing fingers at me too. I am very, very hard on GOP primary voters, and I'm about to be hard on them again. But it does occur to me. In fact, I have three different headlines here that really drive this home to me. It occurs to me that the American voter, no matter who they are, Democrat, Republican, whatever, the American voter, they might not be able to save themselves. They're not like you. They're not hyper-informed. They're not interested in getting informed, getting involved for whatever reason. And there's not one reason, right? There's a laundry list of reasons. These things take time. It took us a long time to get where we are. But when I look at these headlines, I say to myself, maybe we are that female lion. As a country, as a voting population, maybe we are that female lion, and we don't have the capability of saving ourselves, even if we wanted to. Here's a few things for you here. In fact, I got a couple emails to go with this too. Chicago mayor's bumpy first year tests progressive credentials, puzzling some supporters. Chicagoans ran to the polls and voted for an ignorant, bigoted, open communist. He's very open about the fact that he's a socialist, and now they're just puzzled why things aren't working well in Chicago. Here's another headline. Don Bacon, he's a worthless congressman from Nebraska. Don Bacon fends off primary challenge from conservative hardliner in Nebraska. 61% of the vote. Don Bacon. Every despicable thing you could do as a GOPer, he's done it. 61% of the vote. Headline. Poll reveals, this might be my favorite one. Poll reveals Republican appetite for expanded entitlement programs. 56% of Republicans would like to see the federal government do more to support the elderly through Medicare and Social Security. 56%. I obviously have a lot to say about all these things, and I'm going to say them. And it may come off as harsh because I just generally come off as harsh, even when I don't want to. But I've been thinking about this. I was thinking about it today a lot. I was thinking about it actually on the way to the studio, that maybe we just can't. Here's one. Jesse, I'm fed up with my state. This guy's from Nebraska. All five of our rhino congressmen cruised to victory. I called opponents multiple times, so on and so forth. People in this state also drink Bush Light and Bud Light like water. Never stopped for a second during the Transheiser stuff. I'm from a town of 160 people. Not 160,000, 160. The dimes here chew. The local radio station takes a break from grain prices and country music to play the national anthem every day at noon. You go out to any graduation party and everyone will be sipping Transheiser Bush. Just like Ilhan Omar is an accurate reflection of her constituents, so is Don Bacon. He represents the liberal morons of Omaha. I will be officially voting for Democrats for the first time instead of all these low-T Republicans in November. Let's talk next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and we are only like 10 minutes away from walking away from politics and just talking about some history for an hour. Does that sound good to you? It sounds freaking lovely to me, especially in the wake of, well, all these headlines. And in case you're just now joining us, we're talking about not just the primary votes that happened last night in places like Nebraska and Maryland and West Virginia. And just to clue you in, they mostly went awful. All the rhinos kept they all went right back. GOP primary voters mostly sat it out like they always do. The ones who showed up, 60-70% of them showed up and sent the same rhino back who's been there forever. And I was reading off these headlines. Poll reveals 56% of Republicans want the federal government to expand Medicare and Social Security. Chicago's people, even his own supporters, they can't believe, they're puzzled why the mayor hasn't figured it out yet. I have another email I just read one before. Here's another one. Jesse, I'm a uniform delivery guy in Michigan. On your show, you're always talking about how Dems get out the vote and how their operation dwarfs our pitiful effort. In the uniform business, I talk to a lot of blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth people daily, from the guy who sweeps the floor to the president and CEOs of many small to large businesses in the area where I live. Every day, it's the same old. Joe Biden sucks. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. Blah, 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 blah. The day after any election, I ask these guys, hey, did you vote? No, I was working and I didn't have time is the answer I get like clockwork. I decided this is not acceptable since the people were getting ran over by the system. They're not even participating. Started talking to owners about a voter holiday and things like that. And like, I'm fine with the voter holiday, but it was more about the first part of that email. I can't afford this. I can't afford that. I can't afford eggs. Oh my gosh, we're in bankruptcy here. I need a second job. Hey, did you vote yesterday? Vote? There was an election? Hey, did you vote in the primary yesterday? I sure did. I went out and voted for John Cornyn in my primary. He's Texas senator, and I saw an ad that says he's fighting Joe Biden. I voted for John Cornyn. I sure did vote. I saw Lindsey Graham on Fox News last night, and he sounded awesome. And as I've said, as I've done many, many, many times, I get very, very frustrated with the GOP primary voter, and I do blame the voter. I do. We have a population problem in this country. We do. Now, it's very frustrating because that doesn't apply to you. You're sitting here listening to my show. You consume this stuff. You probably read it. You listen to other shows. You're a person who has chosen to get involved and be informed, so it doesn't apply to you. But the voting population as a whole, I'm going to tell you something I've told you before, and I know it hurts to hear. It sucks to say. We deserve this government. We do. We, the people, deserve this. We have allowed ourselves to be so dumbed down, so lethargic, so just out of touch with the reality of life that we deserve this. I'll tell you something. You know how much I rant on democracy, how it's not a democracy? That's a communist word. Any word the communist uses, you should never, ever, 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 ever use, it, because they use their language. They choose their language to deceive. It's all intended to deceive. We're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. The founders spoke out extensively against a democracy. Democracies are horrible. They're evil places. And the communists have decided that they love that word. They use it all the
time.
Anybody
that votes Republican and doesn't understand you're voting for the end of democracy, just pay attention to the Sunday shows this past weekend.
Make this sacred pledge to you. The defense, protection, and preservation American democracy would remain as it has been, the central cause of my presidency.
American democracy could end with the election.
Yeah, anyway. So we had a sermon in church on Sunday. Our church actually started to dig into politics. And to be honest, they did very, very well. I was very, very proud of them. Very well. Believe me, you know it was me. I was ready to come out of my chair, but it was they did very well. But one of the pastors gave a sermon, and this man's a doctor. And highly, highly intelligent individual. And when he gave his sermon on politics, he called us a democracy. If he said it once, he said it about 55 times. And I mean, am I angry with him? No, I'm not.
But I remember just sitting there thinking, as my blood pressure was rising, I will admit, but I remember sitting there thinking, man, here you are, all this education, all this knowledge, this gigantic IQ, you know, he's forgotten more about the Bible and all kinds of things than I'll ever know in my entire lifetime. And just doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. And maybe because he's such a normie and most people are such normies. I mean, for you and me, they are, aren't they? Don't you look at these people and just scratch your head. Maybe they're at the point, maybe they can't get it. Maybe voters truly cannot put two and two together anymore. I'm mad about inflation. Hey, give me my stimmy check. Can't you guys pass a bill? Oh, Jesse, I can't afford eggs. Hey, we need to expand Medicare. I don't know what to say, but today, maybe I'm just having a soft day. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I need to up my chalk supply. Maybe I'm having a soft day today instead of anger. Honestly, instead of exasperation, more than anything else today, I'm sorry for our voters. Because just like that lion with its jaw hanging off, I don't know that we can save ourselves. I really genuinely do not. I do not. But whatever. I'm moving off of that. I'm done with that. It's too depressing. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I want to talk about history. A while back, a couple weeks ago, somebody asked about Sulla because he's on Sulla's side. He says Sulla's the good guy. Anyway, if you don't know who Lucius Cornelius Sulla is, Roman, killed a bunch of people, you're going to enjoy next hour. If you just want to yell and scream about politics, next hour is probably not going to be for you. I'm not doing any politics next hour, at least not much of it until I finish my story. We're doing history. Sound good? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go put on your MyPillow sandals. I want you to get your MyPillow pillows and pile them up all around you. Put your feet up with your sandals on and get ready for some history. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. Jesse, I'm not made of money. I can't just go buy MyPillow sandals. Jesse, I can't afford MyPillows. But what, you look, how about a $25 extravaganza sale to ease your pain? Right now, MyPillow has a $25 extravaganza sale. You know that super premium new MyPillow they came out with the Giza fabric on it? You can get any size, any loft level, $25 right now. Greatest pillow on earth, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Those always sell out. Two packs of multi-use MyPillows, $25. Six-piece towel sets, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse and get yourself stocked up on some sick stuff from MyPillow. Or call them, 800-845-0544. It's history time, baby. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.